Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Welcome to KKHI. We simply love it when people push back. And that's where we start on this episode. And our friends at Ray's Cafe, that's right, in Blue Springs, got shut down by Jackson County, the health department, because of what? Because they weren't requiring people to wear masks into their restaurant where it's okay to sit down and eat without a mask anyway. All of this nonsense going on. And the owners and the people that work at Ray's Cafe have really gained a lot of attention for their stance and their principles and a lot of support in the community. Amanda Woolitz is the owner, and now they have pushed back almost entirely. And we love fighting back at KKHI, and this is what they've done. Since getting closed down, they have sought other locations. They have found one just a few miles away in Independence. This is 23rd Street and 291 Highway in Independence. Different county, different city, different everything. And they expect to open in just a couple of weeks in a place that had a bar and a grill in it, apparently in a strip mall. And that place didn't make it or wasn't making it through the pandemic. And so they got a great deal on a lease. They're going to be opening back up. And I suspect there will be a line outside the door. We need to all go to Ray's Cafe. And this is a giant middle finger to Jackson County. And in some small way to the city of Blue Springs for not stepping up and saying, look, back off, leave them alone, do something. You know, why can't officials in a place like Blue Springs step up and say, look, this county mandate is ridiculous. What's going on here in Kansas City, what we're still doing with this pandemic is absurd. And closing this restaurant is bad for Blue Springs. It's bad for Jackson County. We lose tax dollars because of this. There's a quality of life issue. We lose another restaurant, another place out of business. The pandemic's done enough of that. We've heard enough small business owners. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. And this Amanda, wow, is she something else. She just battles and scratches and claws and fights all the way to the end. And she's opening up her restaurant and she's going to do great. I've heard from people who've been that the food is fantastic, that it's great comfort food. It's one of those places that's open like 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then that's it. Ray's Cafe reopening in just a couple of weeks, 23rd Street and 291 Highway in Independence. This is one of the most solid stories you will hear this month anywhere in the Midwest. And we are so proud of them for standing strong, staying true to their principles, not trying to fight and stay open and struggle under the mandates in Jackson County saying, screw it, we're out of here. We're going to Independence. They didn't move that far. 291 Highway and 23rd Street. I'm going to guess that a lot of their regular customers have no trouble driving an extra 5 or 6 miles to go to Ray's and enjoy a great breakfast or a lunch. I got to get there. I can't wait for them to reopen, and we got to go. I hope everybody gets a chance to support Ray's Cafe. These are the people that built America. This is what this is the backbone America was built on. The can-do attitude of exceptionalism, a meritocracy. I'm going to go take my business. I'm going to move it elsewhere. I'm going to succeed. I don't care what you do with your floundering business under these crushing mandates. I'm going to move. We're going to reopen, and we're going to make this happen, and I suspect they will do great. I am rooting for Ray's Cafe, and they always have an open forum here at KKHI just because of what they stand for. Again, 23rd Street and 291 Highway is where they're going to reopen. They expect to reopen maybe the second or third week of November, so great for holiday gatherings. You're going to have family in for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And if you're like my family, you spend a lot of time at home. You have a lot of great home-cooked meals, and that's all excellent. But there's always a day, sometime around the holidays, where you're like, you know what? That's enough of cooking. That's enough of doing the dishes. That's enough of sitting around this house. Let's go out somewhere. And what a better place to go, what better place to go than a breakfast or a lunch at Ray's Cafe when they're open around the holidays this year and support that great patriotic business. We love them for that. Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs loves fighting back. That's right. They'll fight back for you to get you the best deal on any new Chevy, Buick, or GMC, or to make your car ride. If you need service, they'll pick it up for you, service your car, and return it for you. In Excelsior Springs, Missouri, another great community without a bunch of mandates and craziness, Mike Robinson and his team have award-winning service at robertsrobinson.com online. Customers say we just make it easy. Build your new GM with Roberts Robinson online at robertsrobinson.com and Chevrolet, find new roads. Okay, the Biden administration has continued to prove that they are completely out of touch, which is our next headline, is out of touch. They really are out of touch. And a lot of times we watch people in these positions, especially somebody like Jen Psaki, who has to be the spokesperson, the mouthpiece, whatever, for all the zaniness going on within the Biden administration. And we have a tendency to think that it's spin. We love the term spin, especially in politics. They do it in football, too, or athletics. We'll get to that with Chris Klieman a little bit later as he's spouted off in front of the cameras and microphones, and it wasn't a particularly good look. But I've always thought of it as, hey, they're spinning this. They're trying to convince you of this. They're spinning that. That's not what these people do. These people don't spin anything. Most of what they do, they can't spin. Let's be honest. Most of the things, you can't spin the border crisis. All right, you can't spin a 37% approval rating. And right now, Joe Biden's approval rating is 37%. And here in order, 1, 2, and 3 are the issues that matter in polling most to Americans. This is a dead absolute lock if there's a fair election that Trump would win an election if he ran. The number one issue for Americans right now is border security. Americans do not feel safe with people pouring in. They don't feel safe. That's number one. Number two is the economy because of inflation and empty shelves. We'll get to the empty shelves in a moment, but people feel it. They see it. Gas cut, especially at the gas pump. Have you seen the little stickers they have of Joe Biden? Where I put one on Twitter. If you go check out my Twitter at KK has issues. It's a picture of Joe Biden pointing, his fingers pointing. He's wearing a suit and he's got a smile on his face. And you put these stickers on the gas pump right next to where how much it costs you to fill up. And it says at the bottom, I did that. It's fantastic. I'm trying to get my hands on some. We're driving to Nashville beginning Thursday for the Chiefs game. We'll have a little disruption in the programming. Junior Spencer Keatsman is going to be responsible for the Friday podcast and the Monday podcast with Stan Weber this week, as we're going to be off in Nashville. So I hope you'll tune in for those. But we're going to try to get these Biden stickers and put on. There may be a fine involved if you got caught doing it. I don't know. You're not supposed to put things, I wouldn't think, on a gas pump. But they're funny, and I'd like to try it. I got to get my hands on these things. But he's got a 37% approval rating. Border's the number one issue. Economy's the number two issue. COVID's the number three issue. I guess I'm a little surprised that COVID is still number three. That is a little bit surprising to me. But we can't get it out of the news. So if you can't get something out of the news, it's on people's minds. But it is still number three, which is, if you ask me, it's a long way from number one. Number three easily can just be liberals or people that COVID is their only issue. Border seems to be for everyone. And for the life of me, I don't understand why he doesn't close the border. They've let enough people in at this point. And I think they probably will after the holidays. I think at the beginning of next year when all of a sudden the calendar turns and now it's an election year and all this stuff's going on, I think they will pivot and shut the faucet off and stop and say, look, we're serious at the border now. We've taken care of this. You don't have to worry about voting on the border in November. The border's done. Because everybody agrees on the border. It's like an 80% issue. Nobody wants it open except political operatives who don't care about Americans' safety. They just care about winning elections and having power. So they don't really spin any of these issues. There's nothing you can do to spin those issues. You can't spin the border. You can't spin economy. You can't really spin COVID. They can spin COVID better than other things because they can make people believe things that aren't actually true. So they have some ability to spin with COVID, but not the other two. What we're now learning, and it's across the board, it's the chief of staff, it's the president, it's the spokesperson, it's different secretaries in the cabinet level. They've all made comments now over the last couple of months about one of these issues, whether it's border, economy, or COVID. They've all made comments about those things that are so out of touch with normal, regular Americans and the way we live our lives that it shows you what their real problem is. They're condescending. They're elitists. They live in a bubble. They do not understand America. They don't know who Americans are. And we see this all over the place. When Ron Klain, the chief of staff, says, well, you know, this is a high-class problem, the supply chain stuff, and it's a high-class problem, right? Jen Psaki said yesterday, oh, this is so you can't get your treadmill. People are complaining about the supply chain, so you can't get your treadmill, as if this only affects wealthy people. What they fail to recognize is shelves are empty. I went to a brand new Ace True Value hardware store near my home in Lenexa, brand new yesterday. I have two empty propane tanks. And I took them by there. I thought, I'll try the new Ace. It's not crowded. I can pull right up to where the propane tanks are. I assume they're going to be cheaper than a convenience store or grocery store or whatever. I live pretty far away from a Walmart. By the way, Walmart has the cheapest propane tanks. It isn't even close. I think they're like $7 cheaper than everyone else. But I wasn't going to be out that way, and I need to get these things filled. And so I go by the Ace. I go in. I pay for them. This is how difficult it is for businesses right now. It's a nice store. People were friendly. Can I help you? Is there anything I can help you with? Whatever. I go through. I pay him. It's like $46 for two tanks. They're both just refills. I pay it. I go out to my car. I take the two empty tanks off. I walk over to the thing where the gentleman walks out, and he goes, oh, she should have told you at the counter we're out of propane. Okay. So I put my tanks back in my car. I go back inside. I get my refund. I say, why are you out of propane? And he said, well, Blue Rhino can't hire drivers. They can't get drivers. They have enough propane. They can't get it to us, and we don't know when we're going to get our next shipment. Ace Hardware, the propanes. They sell grills even in there, right? I was surprised by that. This is not a major inconvenience, okay? It's not the end of the world for me. We're moving into our new house a week from Friday. Very excited about that. We're going to have two or three rooms without furniture because we got another call yesterday that furniture was supposed to be there next week. Is now going to be mid-December. Are these first world problems? Of course they are. Are they an inconvenience? I guess. They're a nuisance more than anything else. I don't care about the furniture. I want to move into my new house. We're going to have a bed to sleep in. That we're going to have running water. And if it gets cold, I'm going to have heat. I'm good. I'm pretty low maintenance that way. I'm good. It's going to be a while before all our stuff is in. So I'm not complaining. This is not some sort of a, you know, woe is me. Everybody's going through this. But the point is, you can't sit in DC and make fun of these things. For me, it might be a propane tank or a sofa that I don't have. For somebody else, it may be baby formula or diapers when they go to the store, or the price of gas now keeps them from being able to pay their heating bill in November. That's real. That's real. When you have to drive your kids around, you got to do all this stuff, and now all of a sudden you're spending $60 more a month on gas. Some people more. If you're spending more than that per month on gas than you were before, you're cutting somewhere else. Something is getting cut, and people are seeing that. And that is not a nuisance. That is not an inconvenience. That's everything. That's, I'm trying to raise my kids. I'm trying to get by. We've all been there. Everybody listening to this podcast has been there. Well, not every, a very small number of people listening to this podcast right now grew up in great wealth and had privilege as a youngster. Most people I run into, what they have today, they got for themselves. Occasionally, people have parents that die and leave them some money, and they'll have that later in life or whatever. But most people go out and find their own way in this country. Most people that listen to this podcast went out, worked their tail off, found their own way. Most people are like me. They started with a crappy job when they were 13 years old, making $1.35 an hour, trying to buy a moped so I didn't have to pedal a bicycle, or save up money when I'm 16 so I can have a car. Which was great. I had the ability to do that. That was fantastic. I was able to find some little jobs, save up some money, save up a couple $1,000s over 3 years and buy myself a car, which was my goal. I learned at a very young age, save to get something. Work, save, buy. Perfect. Great lesson. Fortunate enough that my parents could help me with college. I went to a state school. There was no going to some fancy Syracuse broadcast school that was going to cost however many thousands and thousands of dollars a year. And I said, nope, I could afford K-State. K-State's where I went. It was affordable back then, and we were able to do it. I got out. I had a job that I absolutely adored, beat a lot of people out for, made absolutely no money, was dead flat broke with a college degree, and worked and worked and worked. And over time, if you do the right things, you work hard, good things happen in this country. We've all done that. These people in D.C. don't understand that. They don't understand that young families with babies are really struggling with some of these things because of inflation. They can sit there and say, well, there's jobs available. Anybody can go to work. And I agree with that. People can go work. Some people are not in positions where they can work. If you're married and you're a stay-at-home mom and you got two or three kids under the age of five, under school age, it's quite possible that you can't afford to work. You can't pay the daycare. Can't be done. So you're trying to get by, and these out-of-touch people are making jokes. Jen Psaki sitting there saying, oh, so you didn't get your treadmill on time, making fun of it. And she's making fun of me. I'm cool with that. You can make fun of me. Make fun of me all you want that I don't have a sofa or I had to go to another place to get propane for my gas grill. Those are inconveniences. That's first world problems. That's not a real issue in my life. None of these things are real issues for me. But to sit there and talk about people like me or people who are older who would like to get their Amazon package delivered or this and that is completely different than young people, children, families, people that struggle, and they make making fun of Christmas. Oh, you won't get your Amazon packages in time for Christmas. Well, you know what? Christmas is what they don't understand is Christmas is a really big deal to people. A really big deal to people in America. And maybe it's too commercialized and maybe it shouldn't be about your kids getting their presents and presents under the tree from Santa Claus and all that, but it is. And it's life and it's Americana and it's who we are. And for these people to sit there out of touch and spew this stuff is just flat out embarrassing. It occurs to me that what's really problematic with this is it's just unnecessary. The supply chain problem is unnecessary. This didn't have to happen. This isn't because of COVID. We've screwed up somewhere. I'm sorry. We've screwed up by being too dependent on China and overseas goods. There's no question about that, that the number one priority of this country post-COVID is to compete with China, not economically, militarily, because they're becoming a problem, and to say, we need to detach ourselves from them and say, if we ever get into them, if we got into a war with China, we can't win that war. I love our military. We can't win the war. Why can't we win the war? They supply us with everything. We can't win the war. We wouldn't have any computer chips. We couldn't rebuild airplanes and trucks and tanks fast enough. We couldn't do any of this stuff. We can't do it. We can't do it. We're too dependent on other countries. We've blown it. Our president has made millions and millions and millions of dollars off of China and seems to be comfortable with that and doesn't really care that somebody doesn't have their treadmill now because we're waiting on ships sitting outside the coast of California and they're making jokes about it at the White House because they're just flat ass out of touch. And to me, that's not spinning. They're clearly out of touch. To me, it's just all so unnecessary. That's really, truly where I am, is that this stuff is just insanely, ridiculously unnecessary. All right, our email section today is brought to you by 360 Document Solutions, online at 360documentsolutions.com. Any business in Western Missouri or the entire state of Kansas could benefit from Mark Lindquist and his team coming in to help you be more efficient with your machines and your systems. IT solutions, mailing systems, phone systems, outsourced ITs, copiers, printers, you name it. Complimentary analysis right now. Just call 360 Document Solutions. They're online at 360documentsolutions.com or 913-745-5344. They're great patriots. 360 Document Solutions. So I got an email from a listener. I get a lot of emails from listeners, but some of them really stand out. And I'm gonna walk you through this so you hear the whole chain. He emailed me, I emailed him back, and then there's a response email. It's not long. But this is a truly sad situation, but these are great people, and I will withhold their names. Keep up the great fight, Kevin. My wife loves listening to your podcast on her way back and forth to Children's Mercy Hospital downtown. Full disclosure, I've said it many times. My daughter works there. In fact, she is now working as a, she's a researcher at Children's Mercy, but she's been named to a team of about 25 people nationwide that are working on COVID pediatric children's COVID research. She's very excited. My daughter is a rock star. I'm just going to say it. Okay. This isn't my chosen area, man. She is smart and she is good and she's going to be great at this. And she just has it's so funny. She's my daughter. I couldn't do what she does. Well, she couldn't do what I do or wouldn't want to. She could probably do my job a lot better than I could do hers. I don't know where it comes from in our family. I don't know where this comes from, but she loves this research and she's great at it and she keeps getting promoted and now she's on this thing that the CDC has commissioned with Children's Mercy and other places. I'm really proud of her anyway. Children's Mercy is a great place. Okay, Kevin, keep up the fight. My wife loves listening to your podcast on her way back and forth to Children's Mercy downtown. She's approaching her 20-year anniversary with CMH as an RN. She's currently a charge nurse and loves what she does. She was on six hall when COVID started, and her floor immediately became the COVID floor. She and her coworkers had to adjust on the fly, but never complained because that's her job. She's worked tirelessly for 18 months. She's worked extra shifts because of staffing shortages, weekends because they need her. But like she says, it's her job. She and I have both had COVID. It wasn't fun, but we got through it. Now, on December 15th, she will be fired because she will not take the jab. Sad times indeed. But just know that she loves her job. She loves these kids and these families that she cares for. And she loves your podcast. Keep up the great work, Kevin. I responded. I said, great. That's I appreciate you reaching out. This is a terrible, terrible situation. I am so sorry. Please tell her I said thanks for listening and that I don't think they're going to be able to go through with this. We are going to get some courts on our side soon, and Biden will back off. Many think it was just a ploy to get more people to get the shot, and he knows it's going to wreck industries if they go through with all this. I always protect everyone's information, but I'd like to share her story on the podcast with your permission. I won't use any names if you prefer. He said, no problem. Feel free to share her story. This is his response. Please know that you're free to do that, and people need to know what's going on. And ultimately, it's the kids and patients of every hospital across the country that will suffer if these healthcare workers continue to be fired. To be clear, my wife is in no way anti-vaccine. She just got her flu shot. She is anti this vaccine, but in 3 to 4 years, with proper data, she and I would reconsider. She says on day one of nursing school, you learn that natural immunity is the best immunity for everything. Thanks again, Kevin. Keep up the fight. I believe we're gaining ground. Here's a study if you haven't seen it. He sent me a great study about natural immunity being stronger than the vaccine. I do not understand why we're at a place in this country where you cannot, instead of getting fired, go take an antibody test, prove that you have natural immunity, and continue working. I do not understand this. It seems completely and utterly flawed and unlawful to me. This woman has given her life to these kids at this hospital. She has worked through the pandemic. She doesn't want to get the shot. She's had COVID. She has natural immunity. If she can go prove that she has natural immunity on December 14th, why can't she work on December 15th? I do not understand this. These are healthcare professionals, and I understand they're taking direction from the CDC and the government. This is flawed. The doctors and the healthcare people know this stuff better than people who are political. And yet it just doesn't change. We wish that family the very best. And I think there's going to be so much pushback on this thing that Biden will back off. And I think there is probably some truth to the fact that he put it in place to scare people into getting the jab. And we're going to have a certain number of people that were saying, I can't get fired. I'm going to get the jab. And it will get more people jabbed. And they'll do it. And then I think they'll back off. I do. Maybe I'm too optimistic about that, but I do. I'm also the knucklehead that thought COVID was going to be over as soon as Biden won. I thought, well, okay, he won. That's it. I know this. There would be no mandates from Donald Trump. If Donald Trump had won the election and he were mandating people get the jab or get fired, the left would be going berserk on Donald Trump. They'd be going bat spit crazy on him. There is no question about that. There would be all hell breaking loose in this country. They would not allow Trump to do any mandates in any way, shape, or form. Our next issue is schools. It's brought to you by Merriam Body Shop in Merriam, of course. Online at merriambodyshop.com, just off I-35 and Johnson Drive is where you'll find Merriam Body Shop. Of course, they work with your insurance company for any collision repair. They also do small jobs like paintless dent removal and detailing now in Kansas City and Lawrence. It's a complete new level of detailing at a great price. You want to get your car detailed? This is a great thing to do. Exterior hand wash, clay bar, exfoliate the paint with grime and all the stuff that's on the back of the car. Remove tar if needed, clean the tires, wheels, clean all glass, apply a 1-year ceramic coating to the exterior paint. It's all done in just a few hours. You can have it done in Kansas City or Lawrence. Contact them at Merriam Body Shop or online, merriambodyshop.com or thenewcarimage.com. Thenewcarimage.com does the details. In Lawrence or at the paintless dent removal shop, which is just off I-35. So check it all out online, thenewcarimage.com and merriambodyshop.com. Great sponsors, great conservatives, great people who want to make your car look spectacular, and they will do that for you, no problem. All right, in our school section, this is my shout-out to you again. I did a couple of interviews yesterday of people that are running for school board. Next week, we will put together a podcast where I list all the people that are conservative that you need to vote for for some of these things that are quote unquote nonpartisan. We now know school boards are not nonpartisan. The election, the voting on when you go vote, doesn't have a Republican or Democrat by them, so they call them nonpartisan, but they are not. We're learning that all these school boards are liberal, and I've done a bunch of interviews, and we'll be putting those together and have those for you at some point late next week, which is just before the election. Most of these are all in Kansas. The school board positions were voted on in April in Missouri in a lot of places, so this is going to be Kansas heavy, but that's what we have right now, and November 2nd matters, and these school boards matter like nothing before, and if we can just find... Seriously, if you can go find two or three people to go vote, because most people will not vote, this will be a very low turnout. It's an off year, and there isn't much on the ballot. But if we can get people to go vote and load these school boards up with conservatives, we can change our community fundamentally in a great way. This is, in many ways, this is more important than voting for president. This affects all of the youth in our area. If you can go change these school boards, you can change the world. This is huge. We got to take these over. And for the first time ever, conservatives are running. Conservatives have never run for school board, but now they're like, we're running. So we're going to have that for you. This is my shout out to you to send me, Kevin at kkasissues.com, any information you may have about people that are running for school boards, particularly school boards. There are some city councils, things. We cannot get into all the city councils and give names for all that. You're going to have to look those people up. But the main thing is don't guess. Find out who a conservative is. If you can go vote for something that says you can vote for three and you only know one conservative, just vote for the conservative and leave the rest alone. The rest becomes a guess and you're helping other candidates. Don't do it. Leave them blank. Just vote for one. We're going to try to help you out. If you know people, help me. Send me an email, Kevin at kkasissues.com. Dr. Jeanette Cowherd was the superintendent at Park Hill Schools in the Northland. She is out as superintendent because a bunch of racist crap came down the pike. Some of it appears to have been phony and made up. Some of it not. But the woke cancel culture people came after Park Hill Schools. She's been in education for 30 years. She was in the Shawnee Mission School District. She was in the Springfield area, I think, for a while. This is a wonderful administrator, a woman who has dedicated her entire life to educating kids. She has an excellent record with the Park Hill Schools. They're extremely happy with her. They've come after her, and you know what she said? Don't renew my contract. I'm out of here. I ain't doing it. There was no pressure to fire her. There was no pressure for anything. She's like, this is insane. You people are crazy. You cancel culture people are crazy. You people that are coming in here trying to say this is a racist school district and everybody here is awful and racist and mean and horrible, you got it wrong. This is a great school district. We have done great work here. We are awesome. We're proud of what we've done, and we're not going to let a few little malcontents over here try to paint with a broad brush who and what we are. To hell with you. I'm out of here. And that is the biggest problem we have right now in our entire country, in our entire economy, is the best people are walking away. The best pilots will walk away. The best truckers will walk away. The best people that if they get pushed too far and they don't like what they're being told will walk away. The best among us are in position to walk away. I keep giving examples of the best among us. Here she is, 30 years, done a great job by all accounts. I ain't taking this crap from you people. Kansas City Star with a drumbeat of racism in the Park Hill schools. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We're talking about children here. Children circulate some joke. Kids are mean, by the way. Do you remember being a mean child? Do you remember how mean we were to each other from about the age of 11 or 12? Until you got off to college and finally did your own thing or got out of high school. Do you remember how mean everybody was to each other? Stuff isn't real racism, kids circulating stuff that sounds like racism, whatever. They're kids. They don't even know what they're doing. They're being mean and stupid. That's all it is. Words don't matter. I'm sorry, they shouldn't. They shouldn't matter. If you saw some sort of crime against, you know, somebody from India or an immigrant or a black student, or something like that, if we saw a crime, that's a different deal. Bunch of kids acting out, we're going to turn this whole thing into a racist school district and put the heat on this lady. Good for her. Walk, Dr. Cowherd, walk. Good for you. Don't take it. Got to change the makeup of these boards. It's just really important we change the makeup of these boards. We got to get this done. On to patrons, brought to you by BStock.net in Olathe, 14680 South Flaming Road. Go online to BStock.net and save big. Right now, BStock.net is offering the Samsung TU 7000 65-inch smart TV for just $4.49. It retails for $700 at Best Buy, $4.49 at B-Stock. You can pick them up in-store right now, online at bstock.net. And don't forget, bstock.net is now offering in-home consulting, just like the big boys. No purchase necessary, no pressure. In-home consulting. Call bstock.net for more information. Their number is 913-800-1419. Call them, 913-800-1419, and get that in-home consulting. A couple of really good patron podcasts up this week, and I know from time to time I play clips from the patron podcast. I don't think that's fair to the patrons. Man, me and Danny got into it yesterday. Not mean, not hateful. We got into it over this Washington State football coach and his four assistants that were all fired because they didn't take the jab. And it is an honest, fair, genuine discussion between two grown adult men that are friends and have known each other for years that see this as a completely different issue, completely opposite issue. I received multiple emails on Tuesday from people that said, wow, that's really good to listen to. The kind of debate, the point counterpoint is really interesting because there's not much of that in the media anymore. And I love the fact that Danny will do that with us on these patron podcasts. You need to subscribe to these. They're very good. We obviously talk a lot of sports there. We get into some of these issues as well. He's fantastic. When we're together doing this, it's fantastic. Go to kkasissues.com. Just open it up on your browser and subscribe. $5 a month. We've been averaging about 4 patron podcasts a week and the newsletter, which is a lot of content for $5. And it's stuff that is not on the regular podcast. It is commercial free. There's no commercials. There's none of that. It's completely different the way we do it here at this podcast. So I think you'll find it refreshing and fun and different. You get the gambling tip from Lee Sterling every Thursday night. He is now, 16-8-1 for the patrons on Thursday nights. Patrons are winning money by becoming patrons. With Lee Sterling, you can just bet your buddy $20 on his pick and wind up paying for 3 years worth of patron membership. It's pretty easy to do. So if you want to check that out, go to kkhasissues.com. Click on Become a Patron, and I do. I think you'll like it very, very much. On to recruiting, brought to you by Back 9 Development. Online at back9development.com. Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. Back 9 Development builds custom homes, commercial properties, room additions. TJ and his team there are the best in the Midwest. Check it all out online, back9development.com. Wow, the Missouri Tigers. Woo! Luther Burden is headed to Mizzou. December can't get here fast enough to sign on the dotted line. Luther Burden is the number one receiver in America. He's from East St. Louis, Illinois. He's the number 6 player overall in the country. He just chose Missouri over Alabama and Georgia. Says, I want to be the first. He says, I want to be the first that goes to Mizzou and says, this is the new Mizzou. And people are going to look back and say it started when Luther Burden went there. This is unreal. This is an unbelievable signing in this day and age, and here's why. Unless they've got something already on the table for name, image, and likeness for him to make a lot of money, and I think he will do endorsements and make a lot of money, sounds like he's going to be better than Doriel Green Beckham, right? So it's not that he won't make some money off his name, image, and likeness and endorsements and stuff at Missouri, because he will. The question would be, how much could he have made at Georgia or Alabama compared to Missouri? I don't have the answer. It seems logical to say, well, he'd make more if he played at Alabama. But it may not be the case. There may be 15 guys at Alabama that he's fighting with, competing against for all this money out there with the boosters or advertisers, sponsors or whatever, and being the big stud. Maybe this was the pitch. If you're the big dog at Mizzou, the money's going to roll in for you. You're going to be the guy. Right away, you're going to be the guy, and here comes the money. Maybe it works like that. I don't know. I'm actually hopeful for college football that's the case. I hope that somebody like this finds out, hey, this was a better decision. I went to Mizzou. I played right away. I didn't have to compete against anybody. I'm the best receiver the day I show up, and I'm making money hand over fist because I'm the big stud here. That would be great for parity in college football. I hope that's where we're headed. That'd be really, really cool. But this is, hey, make no mistake about it. Missouri's having a bad year. In football, they had a great day Tuesday. Oh, boy, did they have a great day. And they're on their way to what many think is going to be a top 15 class in the country. So if you thought it was getting a little hot under the collar for Eli Drinkwitz, who's made some bad moves this year and done some bad things, and Tiger fans are down on him, the one thing that will save you with fans is recruiting. Because what everybody loves is the future. the next guy's better than what we have now. There's always this promise of hope. And right now, Elijah Drinkwitz can definitely do that with the fans at Missouri and promise them exactly that. Also in recruiting Wednesday evening, a basketball player out of Florida, a big man named Ernest Udah, is going to decide between Kansas and UCLA. He is the number 38 player in the country, according to ESPN. Ernest Udah says he likes Kansas because they develop big men, and he likes UCLA because they're like family or something. I don't know. He's down to UCLA and Kansas, and it will be a big announcement. It's going to be on CBS Sports Network at 6 o'clock Central Time on Wednesday if you want to see where Kansas' next stud may be coming from. He plays, I think he plays at Johnny Damon's High School, Dr. Phillips in Orlando. Ernest Udah will decide between UCLA and KU on Wednesday evening. Our next topic is a bad look, and that is, well, this is not good because I'm going to talk about somebody who gives you a good look. Fry Orthodontics gives you the good look, but they're sponsoring the bad look today. Okay, that's how that works. Online at fryorthodontics.com, where your smile is just the start. You all know about Jeremy Fry and his great team. They will give you a good look, but it was a bad look for Chris Klieman, the K-State coach, on Tuesday at his weekly news conference. And Chris Klieman essentially appealed to the local media, which in this case is mostly Manhattan, Topeka, and some Wichita. Let me paraphrase what he said. You know, I can take a lot of criticism. He went a little Gundy. I'm a grown man. We can handle it. We're adults. These kids, 18 to 22, they don't handle it real well. They don't handle the criticism and the negativity and all the stuff that goes, you know, with when things are not going well. They don't handle it well. And you need to be more positive. He turned to the media and said, you need to be more positive. And basically was appealing to them, I need your help. I need you to be more positive about what's going on here to help with this football team. And, you know, I appreciate a coach wanting to do something good for his players, but that was sort of North Dakota State-ish of Chris Klieman. That's not the Big 12. That's not FBS, Power 5 football. That's not big boy stuff. That isn't how it works. You don't ask the media to help you protect your players. That's a bad look for Chris Klieman. I thought it was a really bad look. It wasn't horrible. He didn't go on and on. He didn't pound his fist. He wasn't upset. He said it in a very friendly, nice manner. It was just an odd, awkward thing. And boy, did it go viral with K-State fans. K-State fans are not happy with this. They didn't like that at all. They thought it was him brushing off the losses on externals, not necessarily another person or a significant or a certain reason. He wasn't blaming the media for the losses. But I think a lot of K-State fans interpreted this as Chris Klieman saying, we've lost some games here because of things externally. It's not my fault. That's exactly what it sounded like. It sounded like he was saying, this isn't my fault. There's something happening here that is not my fault. Nobody remembers the last time Chris Klieman won a conference game. Out of nowhere, the guy that beat Oklahoma 2 years in a row, the team that showed so much promise, the team that lined up on opening day and whipped Stanford, I mean, just lit them up, has fallen apart. They fall behind. They drop passes. They commit stupid penalties. They turn it over. They do a lot of the things the Chiefs do. And K-State isn't good enough to overcome that. They aren't. Now, before the season started, I think it was Phil Steele's magazine, rated Kansas State's first six games as the toughest six games in America. They had the hardest first half of the year of anyone. This is still a tough conference. It is not the SEC, but it's hard. Texas is still out there, right? They're headed to Texas Tech. They got TCU. There's the freebie. There's one freebie. Everybody knows the freebie in this league, and that's it. Baylor is way better than people thought. Oklahoma State's undefeated. This conference is good. This conference is really good, and K-State's got its hands full, really full. And if they think their problem is external, that's not going to fly. That is not where the problem is. And Chris Klieman, I thought, had a really bad look in saying that. On to the Chiefs and football, brought to you by Buck Roofing and Construction, online at rbuckroofing.com. Ron Buck and his team are available 24-7. Give them a call, get a free roof inspection, 913-384-2680, and you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. The Chiefs are said to be pursuing this week linebacker defensive end Whitney Mercilus, who spent 10 years in Houston. He has three sacks this year. They moved him from linebacker to D-end, and it's been awkward for him, but wow. Seems like the Chiefs could move him back to linebacker and have a pretty good spot for him. He's still got some gas left in the tank, folks. He is 31 years old, but he does have three sacks this year. The Chiefs as a team have what? Six? 7, Chiefs haven't put any pressure on the quarterback. They could use this player. The Texans are going to be releasing him. I suspect this saves them money. I haven't looked at the contractual issue here, but generally when you do this, you eat what you owe them the rest of this year, and then you save a whole bunch of money down the road. So I believe that's what's going on here, and they're going to let Whitney Mercilus go to get out of the future of the contract, and the Chiefs, he would be available to the Chiefs. I think this sounds like a reasonable plan. I think the running back in Indianapolis, if they could work out a deal, sounds like a reasonable plan. I think there's a lot of things out there that the Chiefs can do. I don't think they should stand pat. And anything they can add on defense is welcome help at this point. Anything, because I feel like they're in big trouble this week. Did you see this? Are you ready? My buddy asked me yesterday, he says, have you seen the line on the Chiefs-Titans game? I said, nope. I haven't looked. It's Tuesday. What are you talking about? It's the game Sunday. He says, what do you think it is? I said, I don't know. Titans by 3? Maybe 2.5 or 3? The Chiefs on the road at Tennessee against Derrick Henry and the team that just beat the Bills on Monday night. The Chiefs are a 5.5-point favorite. I mean, this is a bet the mortgage kind of play. I have no faith the Chiefs are going to win by 6. I have less than 50% faith they're going to win the game. I don't think it's a 50-50 game. I think the Titans are the favorite here, and I think it's close to 60-40. The Chiefs defense doesn't stop anybody. Well, I mean, how in the world could you possibly think the Chiefs are a 5.5-point favorite, and yet they are? Of course, the front office is busy banning fans, super fans. We know about X Factor. He got banned, I think, for life, right? Well, the guy that punched him and dropped him is named Red Extreme Superfan. He's now been banned for a year. He has commented publicly that he understands it and respects it, but he'll be back after his year. Chiefs are banning superfans. I love superfans as much as the next guy. It takes a special person now. It takes a special person to be one of these costume guys. A super fan. It takes a special person. A little different. Just a little different. Just saying. 21 Houston Astros super fans were on an airplane in Houston yesterday, headed for Boston to see the game last night. That was a tremendous game. The Astros scored 7 runs in the 9th inning to break a tie, a 2-2 tie, and win the game 9-2, right? Is that what the final was, 9-2? Yeah. The series is now tied 2-2. Oh, my God, the Braves. Oh, the poor Braves. They had that series won, folks. They were up 2-0. They're up 5-2 in the 8th inning of game 3. They're about to go up 3-0. This thing is over. People are leaving Dodger Stadium. They're just gone. They're just driving away. There go the Dodger fans. They're driving away everywhere. Cody Bellinger hits a 3-run homer. Ties the game, then the Dodgers get the lead and they win it. But anyway, back to the Astros superfans, who are not going to get kicked out of the game. They load up on a plane. It's a big plane. It's like an MD-80. It's a big plane in Houston, and they're headed for Boston. So we assume these are a private, it's a private group. Obviously wealthy people. They've got a private plane. They're going, and the plane goes off the runway through a fence and catches fire. It crashes. Didn't crash like we hear about plane crash. We think about planes falling out of the sky. That's not what this was. This plane goes through a fence, and it's bad. It catches on fire. All 21 passengers and the crew got out safely with relatively little injuries. The plane's destroyed. It torched to the ground. You see the video of this thing. These people walked away. They're all wearing their Astros jerseys. They're going to the game. They're excited. They're going to the game, and their plane crashes. Every single one of them survived. That is pretty darn amazing. It really is pretty darn amazing. And how about this? A special delivery. Special delivery brought to you by AmazingGarageFloors.net. John Hutchins sent me 2 pictures yesterday. He said, back-to-back days, Monday and Tuesday, we did garage floors for KKHI listeners. You guys are awesome. Man, so many of you are calling Hutch to have your driveway sealed or your garage floor built for you, and you're loving it. I got an email from one of the guys. He says, look how cool my garage is. I said, that is cool. He's got an awesome retro Pepsi sign in his garage. Dude, there's just not enough places in a home that a man can call his own. There really aren't. And I'm not being sexist, ladies. Listening to this podcast, I know I love you. I love the fact that so many women listen. I'm not being sexist here. I'm not. But we defer. We don't want to decorate the inside of the house. We defer to the ladies. They get to pick the sofa colors and the paint on the walls and the art and all this other stuff. So the women make a lot of decisions, and that's great. I've given Jessica just full run in our new house. It's all her. When people walk in and say, oh, this is lovely, I'm saying it's all Jessica. Like all my man cave stuff, a lot of my jerseys, all the things I've collected, they're just staying in storage. We're not doing a lot of that stuff in this house. She's got a great design, the whole deal, but I'm getting my garage floor. I am getting my garage floor because I love my garage. I love my garage, and you will love yours too with amazing garage floors. Come on, man. It's a guy thing. Some of you like to use that as your space where maybe you, on the weekends, you cut the grass and sit in there and have a cold beer when you're done or something. I know some guys like to smoke cigars in their garage. I know people with TVs in their garage that have watch parties. Their buddies come over. They're not in the house bothering mom. You know, a couple of your neighbors come by. You have a couple of cold ones. Watch Monday Night Football in your garage. Man, this is good stuff. AmazingGarageFloors.net. And John Hutchinson. Hutchins is the man. He is awesome. I can't wait to be working with him. The special delivery is this. There's a football player named Dwayne Smoot. He plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He had a really good game in London on Sunday morning. You probably missed it. They were playing the Dolphins. It was a morning game. The Jaguars won their first time in 28 games, and he had a really good game. Dwayne Smoot, he's the defensive lineman. They fly home, they get back home, and then Tuesday what happens? His wife goes into labor. His wife goes into labor, and they're getting up, they're going to the car, they're going to go to the hospital, and she collapses. She goes down. She is down on the floor in her house in Jacksonville, on her knees, now laying on her back, and she can't get up. He calls 911 and basically says, I can pick her up. I can get her there, put her in the car. They're like, no, just get her some water, get her a towel. You know, we're on our way. Here comes the paramedics. The paramedics are talking to him on the phone while they're on their way there because they think this could be dangerous. If she collapsed, that's not normal. She collapsed. Well, it just happened that fast. There was no health issue with her. The baby was coming. This thing was on, and it wasn't waiting. Like, my kids took like 13 hours. You know, this one took like 13 seconds. It's on. Here it comes. So there's Dwayne Smoot on the floor of his house with his wife delivering the baby, and the paramedics are on the phone. He's got him on the speakerphone. They're telling him how to tie off the umbilical cord and how to do this thing. He freaking delivered his own baby on the floor of his house. This is an unbelievable story. Just a remarkable story. I don't know anything about Dwayne Smoot. I had to share that story with you. There's enough wrong in the world. We can talk about what's right and what's fun. That's a really cool one. I like that one an awful lot. Dwayne Smoot. When you see the Jaguars play, I think he's number 91. When you see him play, you'll know that's the guy. That is the guy with the special delivery. We certainly appreciate stories like that here at KKHI, which, of course, is title sponsored by Window World. Simply the best for less. 0% financing on American-made windows and doors. Online at windowskansascity.com. They're the official window of the Kansas City Chiefs. Call Window World at 816-799-0820. Improve the look of your home, the efficiency of your home, the value of your home with Window World. They are awesome, awesome dudes. You are awesome as well for listening to KKHI. I appreciate it. A note, a program note, as a reminder, Friday's podcast will be Spencer. We'll do a couple on Thursday. We'll do the regular podcast, then the Lee Sterling Picks podcast. Those will be up, and then Friday morning, Spencer's going to, I think he's doing an NFL preview. That's what we've talked about. And then Monday, Spencer will be on with Stan Weber as our Monday morning quarterback. So he's got it. I text him. I said, remember, Stan, having Stan on is like taking a show off. If you're the host of the show, like I sit here all week and give you all my opinions. I don't need to give you any opinions when Stan is on. It's just ask Stan questions. He knows so much about football, just ask him questions. And he's fantastic. So I'm looking forward to listening to that. And I'll be listening to that driving back from Nashville on Monday. Spencer and Stan. That will be fun to hear their thoughts about the football weekend. So that's going to be happening over the weekend as we're taking our friends Tony and Ruth Ann to Nashville as their wedding present. They got married in June, and this is our wedding present to them. We're taking them to Nashville to the Chiefs game. So we should have a fun, fun time, and I hope you understand that it'll be Spencer, not me, on Friday and Monday, but we'll be back on Thursday at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.